Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Monday, July the 20th, 2020. 7/20/2020. Somebody should do something today with that. 7/20/2020. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lipp this morning at 10:10 a.m. Voice of the People with Linda Sims at 4:10 and the Mike Wilson Show at 5:10 today. That is the big schedule. Now, if anybody has anything to say about what we've been talking about here this morning, please feel free to get in on the conversation, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't hesitate to get in on the conversation. Your opinions are far more important than mine, and these are your airwaves. These are the public airwaves. And we're talking about what's going to happen this week when the stores put the mask mandates in places. What's going to happen with the governor? He went on national television yesterday. We don't know what mandates he's talking about, possibly a statewide mask mandate, although he stopped short of saying that. I don't know. It's funny when you think about it. Now, let's see here. What do we got going on? Well, do you think the face mask thing is going to go okay this week? Does anybody have any opinions on that? I think that's a very interesting subject. I don't know if it's going to go okay or not. Let me know. 740-383-9944. And as I was saying before, I want to reiterate this just once again, because I think this is highly important. You got to have hope. You got to have hope in these hard times. We don't know where we're headed with this pandemic. You don't know where you're headed in your everyday life. So if you have nothing else, have hope. Try to get some hope somewhere. Stressing is easy to do. Having anxiety is easy to do. And it's easy, certainly easy to do when you're in a bad way. But always remember, life can change on a penny. Life can change on a penny. You think one day is going to be a big nothing, and then something happens unexpected, and it completely turns your life around. Now, think about that in the whole. Think about that on the whole. Every good thing, every good surprise that has ever happened to you is unexpected, hence the word surprise. If it was known it was going to happen, it wouldn't be a surprise. So, why don't we try to create those moments? When we're at our lowest, when we think we're at the bottom of the barrel and we can't get any lower than we are now, why don't we try to create those surprises? And as I say, karma is not like voodoo. That's not what we're talking about when we're talking about karma. Karma is just creating a good feeling with somebody. Because if you create, it's just, if you are rude to somebody, chances are they're not going to be very nice to you. And down the road, if you need something from them, they're not going to be very easy to give it to you because you have been rude to them. To me, that's karma. But if you have been nice to them and you have done things for them that are unexpected, well, down the road, when things get rough, they might be more apt to help you out. That's the type of karma that I'm talking about. And the more of that we put out in the world, the better off we're going to be. Surprise people, send pictures, send notes. I already got a picture this morning of a half-eaten cake. You know, that's always a positive. I still don't know what that cake was. It had pecans on the top. But, you know, those are good. Everybody's selfies. You know what's funny to me about selfies in a way? nobody ever takes bad selfies. The selfies I see are always so perfect. Everybody's so touched up. Nobody ever takes a bad one. You know, that can be funny. That can be interesting. Sometimes conversations between people can be inspiring. That's why talking on the phone sometimes works. That's why sending a note sometimes works. We've got to start thinking outside the box. You know, we can sit around all day in misery and do nothing. Well, okay, I guess we can do that. I don't know what outcome that's going to bring. But, or we can do something. Those are our choices. As I said last hour, and I'll repeat it one more time, I really do believe this. There's a difference between a dream and a nightmare. A dream is usually positive. A dream is something you look forward to. A dream is happy. A nightmare is a disaster. A nightmare is people coming after you and you wake up screaming in the middle of the night. Well, every day can either be a dream or a nightmare. And the person who holds the key to that is you. Now, you can create a nightmare or you can create a dream. And you've got to figure out why you're creating this. What is your pattern in life? You know, and I think sometimes we have to look inward. Why do we live the way we do? Why do we make the choices that we make? Because people are creatures of habit. Let me give you an example. When I go into the grocery store, more than likely, I will always buy cheese. I'm like Colby cheese, because I like to melt it on a lot of things that I eat. Now, there are other things that I could put on these food products, but I always go to the Colby cheese because that's my habit. That's my pattern. Now, is this the best thing for me? I don't know. Do I ever think about getting out of that pattern? No, I don't even think about it because it's something I've been doing for so long and it works that, okay, that's great. Well, let's say one day I have some kind of health issue and I can't eat dairy products anymore. Well, guess what? That pattern would no longer work. And I would have to change that pattern. Now, maybe in changing that pattern, I would find a product that I like better than Colby cheese. But I would never have looked if something didn't change me. And that is the metaphor that we all should be looking at. If we are unhappy, why? What change needs to be made here to make us happy? What coping mechanism do we need to create here that's going to change things? I hate to say this, I really do, because I notice that, well, let me put it this way. I notice that there are, I just got a message that nothing's better than cheese. Well, you're right. Cheese is very good. But I'm saying that if you can no longer eat cheese because you've got some kind of milk deficiency, then you will have to change. So you can either change or you can be sick all the time. And maybe the change that you will find will allow you not to be sick all the time and allow you to still enjoy the foods that you used to enjoy with cheese. But if you believe that cheese is it and you can never enjoy those foods again, well, that creates misery. That creates stress that you can't work yourself out of. And that becomes the problem. So, well, see, maybe this is a metaphor for life. If I'd still eat the cheese, even if it made me sick, well, the problem is, then you'd be sick all the time. And that's not pleasant. Nobody wants to be sick all the time. So, I guess maybe that's just the way people live their life. You know, it kind of reminds me of diabetics, in a way. Diabetes is very hard on a lot of people. And it's hard to change your life Matter of fact, somebody told me last night they were pre-diabetic, and they were so worried about it because they don't want to be diabetic. And I said, well, it's much better to know than not know, because if you don't know, you still are diabetic. The fact that you don't know doesn't mean that you aren't it. So why not know about it and try to take steps to fix it, then just ignore it and allow yourself to get worse? Because eventually, you might be okay for a little while not knowing it, but eventually, it's all going to come crumbling down. Because you're going to damage an organ in your body to the point to where it's not going to function anymore, and then it's going to change your entire lifestyle. And that's what you've got to try to avoid. You can't be stubborn in that particular way. If you are, and you know what, if you're okay getting sick eating the cheese, then I guess continue to get sick. You can't change people's patterns. People have to change them on their own. Again, coming back to the point from hour number one, you can't live other people's life. You can't do it. They've got to live their own life. And it's funny because so many people who are having a rough time say, I don't know how to fix this. I don't know how to fix this. Well, they're the only ones who can fix it. I mean, I don't know how somebody else could fix somebody else's life. The only life you can fix is your own. Now, can you depend on other people to come in and fix your life? Well, sure you can. I mean, we all get help from 1,000 different places. But what is that all? Why is that person coming in, and why are the toxic people and the people who are in my life every day, which apparently don't change it at all, just continue to make it not happy. Why do they remain? We don't know. We don't know. We hope people get better. But that's the hope. See, that's the hope in me. We hope people get better. We hope people get humility. You know, there is a story, and I'm going to try to tell this story without saying the names. Well, clearly I'm not going to say the names, because you wouldn't know the people, but I don't want to say their names just in case they might be listening. But I knew a husband and wife, okay? Now, here's the story on the husband and wife. The husband and wife had been married for a long time, and clearly, at one point, they were happy. Or why would they have gotten married? But somewhere along the line, the marriage went south. And these people no longer liked each other. They no longer loved each other. They no longer liked each other. But they stayed together because of the kids. They had some kids together. So they stayed together because of the kids. That was their reasoning. Now, it made their life miserable, but they felt it was right by the kids. Okay, so we fast forward here, and the kids grow up, and they move away. Okay, then all of a sudden, one of the people in the marriage falls for another person. You know, they really start to like another person. And why not? Because this person is no longer making them happy, even though they are tied to this person and have a history to them, with them. Okay, and have kids with them. So they start to like this other person. Well, the marriage finally breaks up because the kids are gone, and the person goes with the other person. Now, here are the two points of this story. The two points of this story are, the kids in later years turned around and said, you know, I just wish you two would have broken up because our house was unhappy because of all the turmoil that was created by you two not being happy together. Speaking of the parents. But the parents didn't see it that way. They saw themselves sticking together because of the kids. Yet the kids, as grown adults, said, we wish you would have separated because it was causing a problem. It was making our home unhappy. It was making our home abnormal. That's number one. Number two, when the lady separated and went with the new guy, she realized all the time she had wasted just sticking with the norm, what she thought was right. And she ended up not having as much time with the other guy because, you know, life gets away from you. So that's a good example of we stay in our norms, we stay in our lanes, we never get out of them, and then we wonder why things never change. You know, and I don't know how long, it was a long time. I mean, I'm guessing 15 to 20 years that these people were unhappy with each other. And I don't know if they were always unhappy. I mean, they took vacations together. They did things. They lived in the same house. I'm not saying they were always unhappy with each other, but they were not bringing each other any kind of big happiness, I'll tell you that. Because the underlying thing in both their life for a long time was just unhappy. And I'll tell you this, the last 20 years of the woman's life after she left that were the happiest years of her life. And anybody who knew her would have said that. But it took her 15 to 20 years to get there. 15 to 20 years wasted. Just because she felt she was obligated to be the norm. That's a tragedy. And I guess hope eventually won out in the end. But it doesn't always work that way. Doesn't always work that way. All right, we got some comments here. Yeah, some people are stubborn. There's no doubt about it. Is it the responsibility to say something to a person you care about to tell them what they are doing, at least, and then if they don't listen, well, forget them? I don't know if you're... No, I don't think it is your responsibility. You know, I really don't. I think you can try to tell them what's wrong with them, but a lot of time it'll just bring anger. Because nobody wants to be told what to do. That's a weird thing about adults, too. None of us like to be told what to do. None of us like to be told we're wrong. It's a strange thing. But clearly, you've got to realize it yourself. It's kind of like an alcoholic in a way. And this is a weird correlation to draw. But an alcoholic in the early stages, they don't believe they're alcoholic. Now, you can run up to them and tell them they're alcoholic all day long. They don't believe it because they're functioning in most cases. What eventually has to happen is they have to lose everything. They have to no longer function. And then when they realize that they've lost everything, sometimes they lose their families, sometimes they lose their job, they lose their income, they lose everything. And then when you lose it all, you realize that you've got that problem, and then only you can do something about it. And that's what that's when people say, well, how do I fix this problem? How do I fix it? You can't tell somebody. Because they've got to know how to fix it. They've got to want to fix it. They've got to want to change. And once they want to change, and you'll see the change in people. You will see it. They'll act differently. They'll do different things. They'll say different things. They'll talk to you in a different way. Then you know the change has happened. But until that happens, I don't know what you can do. All right. What are we getting here? You can't stay silent when you love someone and you see they are struggling. Some people don't know they have issues. And there is absolutely no rationalizing with them. I think that's the point. I mean, you can say something, I guess, but I don't think they're going to understand it. I don't think they're ever going to say, if they understood it, they'd be rational. And clearly, they're not rational. And when somebody's not rational, how can you reason with them? That's the whole idea behind rationalization. If I'm not rational, you can't reason with me. How are you going to change me? I don't want to be changed. I may see things falling down around me, but I'm not going to change it. What do people think? Call in. This is an important subject, and it's important to share your own story here, no matter what it is. And it doesn't have to be about an addict, although maybe it is. It doesn't have to be about an alcoholic, although maybe it is. It doesn't have to be about a personal problem, although maybe it is. It doesn't have to be about a person, although maybe it is. Call in and share it. These are important topics. This is life in and of itself. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. And you don't have to give your name. And, you know, other people might enjoy hearing your story. Because sometimes hearing other people's stories will change their story. You know, I'm big in talk therapy in that particular way. Just talking to your friends, talking to whoever. Talk therapy does work. All right, we're getting a message here. Let's see what this message is. Okay, well, maybe if I can find it, I will get this message. All right, here we go. I think this is about the cheese. Well, that's a funny joke. Yeah. Well, you can always cut the cheese up. That always helps too. Cut the cheese into portions, and you might be a little better off. That's always a good thing. I appreciate that. Again, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I guess the end result, again, is just help yourself. Understand why you're unhappy. Understand the problems you have. Understand if they're continuous. And understand who can help you. And go for the gold. You know, I think as we get older, we get less... We get a little more scared. We get a little more... We start putting all these barriers on ourselves. We say, we can't do that. We can't do that. We can't do that. There are consequences. Well, you know, sometimes consequences are good, and sometimes consequences are bad. And I don't think people understand that. You know, if you do something illegal, you will get put in jail. That's a bad consequence. If you... do something good and you get commended, that's a good consequence. So you got to figure out what the consequence will be. And sometimes the consequence can change your life. And in closing on this particular subject, you've got to remember that your life can change in a second. In a second. If you do the right things. But if you continue to do the same things over and over and over, it's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting different outcomes. Sorry, I don't think that's going to work. But we hope everybody gets well today. It's a good day. It's a good day to remember as the day everybody gets well. Because it's 7-20-2020. 7-20-2020. That's the day we're all going to get well. Everybody remember that. Send your pictures, write your notes, place your phone calls on 7-20-2020. What a better day to do that. Okay, let's see. What else we got going on here? Is Dunkin' Donuts opening up tomorrow? Because I'm telling you, if Dunkin' Donuts is opening up tomorrow, then I want a coffee and I want some donuts. I like glazed donuts, by the way. Or lemon-filled. I like lemon-filled and I like glazed. Has anybody heard anything about Dunkin' Donuts? Is tomorrow the date, the 21st? Do we know? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Let's see. You know, I really want to know about this Dunkin' Donuts thing. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I've heard that Dunkin' Donuts coffee is so good, and I have to confess I've never had Dunkin' Donuts coffee from an actual Dunkin' Donuts. So if I know that they are actually going to open tomorrow, I will go down that way and see if I can get a coffee, and I'll report to you tomorrow morning. Maybe I should invite some people in tomorrow morning. I don't think I have anybody on the agenda right now. Somebody said Dunkin' is open today. Now, is that true? Holy mackerel. Is Dunkin' Donuts open today over on Mount Vernon Avenue? Now, I thought it was tomorrow, the 21st. I thought somebody called in and said last week. But are they open today? Is there anybody on Route 95 who can call and report that Dunkin' is open? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the only real donuts that I'm okay with glazed, and I do like lemon-filled. All the rest, I'm not a big fan of. But if Dunkin' opened today, then we can have our big Dunkin' Donuts donut challenge tomorrow morning. Wouldn't that be a lot of fun? But somebody's got to let me know. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm not getting any word on this anywhere, so somebody's going to have to fill me in. And I used to like the Munchkins. I will say I did like the Munchkins at Dunkin' Donuts. Do they still call them Munchkins? I don't even know if you call them Munchkins anymore. They were the little donut holes. Does anybody know? Is anybody out and about this morning? Let's see here. I am not seeing anything about this yet. Dunkin' Donuts will open soon. That's all I see. Dunkin' Donuts will open soon. Will open soon. I don't know. Is it open? Does anybody have a report on this? 740-383-9944. They might have done a soft opening today and then have the big grand opening tomorrow. Do we have any news on the Dunkin' Donuts? We would love to hear it. 740-383-9944. Hit me up here on the telephone this morning. All right. Okay. Oh, here's another one. Now, this plays into what we were talking about earlier. Forcing your way in. Now, when we were talking earlier on about people who are in some kind of distress, and should we tell them that they're in distress? Well, I don't think most people who are in distress need to be told they are. I think they realize they are. Oh, maybe this is the Dunkin' Donuts thing. Wouldn't that be good? All right, go ahead, caller. Well, it about rang. If that was you, give me a buzz back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give me a call back. We almost had a call there. 740-383-9944. 41 minutes past the hour, especially if it had anything to do with the Dunkin' Donuts opening possibly today or anything else of that nature. We would love to get the information here today. But you can't force your way into somebody's life to fix it. Now, the person can tell you to come in, but you can't knock your way in. You can't elbow all the time. You've got to be put in some way. Go ahead, caller.
Driving past Dunkin' now to see if it's open.
Oh, are you there yet? Well, this is exciting.
I'm, like, staring at the sign. I'm almost there.
All right. Well, because this is going to be a big thing, because if they are open, we're going to have our Dunkin' Donuts challenge tomorrow, and I'm going to try the coffee. Have you ever tried the coffee?
I drive to Columbus once a week to get 5 large iced coffees just to keep in my fridge for the rest of the week.
Oh, see, so tomorrow morning you're going to bring me some coffee and donuts?
Sure, if you're buying.
Oh, this
there,
is
are it.
There are cars
in the parking lot.
All right.
Let me see. There are no cars in the drive-thru.
No cars in the drive-thru. That's not a good sign.
Might be just workers.
See, I've been told
there are people inside eating.
Oh, there are.
So it is open.
It is open. There are people inside eating.
Yes.
Now, does it say, like, anything about grand opening?
No,
or
nothing.
Nothing. Does, is there, like, a phone number there or anything?
Not that I can see.
Huh. But there are people inside eating.
Correct. And now, there is one car in the drive-thru.
One car in the drive-thru, so they must have open today.
Yep, looks like.
So are you going to go through there and get your coffee?
Yes, sir.
Oh, can we ride along with you?
Sure, that's fine.
Huh.
My kids might yell in the background, but
just, we'll have them yell.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Did she give it up?
No. Hold on, just a sec.
Okay, so we're in the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru at this point.
Are you here for a friends and family dinner? No. Okay, well, it is a friends and family, but I will be more than happy to self-take your order. We do have a limited menu today, though. Okay, do you have the large hazelnut iced coffee?
I sure do. Would you like to regular sugar on that?
Yes, please.
Okay, what
was that flavor again? Hazelnut. Let's make it two of them, please. So it's friends and family day.
Oh, it's friends and family day. So you have to know, you have to be a friend or a family member of somebody who works there?
Yes, apparently.
Oh.
All right.
Ask her if they have a phone number.
That'll do it. Do you guys have a phone number?
We do. 740-914-5144.
Awesome. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
All right. So it was 740-914-5144?
Yes.
All right. So you're getting your hazelnut coffee here this morning.
Iced coffee.
Oh,
iced
coffee.
The iced coffees are the best iced coffees around.
Well, who knew they were open? I wonder, now, you ask, when you get up to the window, when is their grand opening?
Okay.
Yeah, because are you the only car in the drive-thru right now?
Currently, yes.
Yeah.
But the parking lot is packed.
It's packed. Are there a lot of people in there eating donuts?
Yes. There's a lot of workers, too.
Isn't that interesting? Now, you think they would have advertised that?
Yeah, for Friends and Family Day, at least, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to be a friend or a family member of somebody who works there.
She said you do, but she was happy to take my order. She was very, very nice.
Oh, so if we just lie, we can get in.
Apparently.
I'm like, well, that's what you got to do sometimes.
Yep, that's true.
Well, this is interesting because are we just waiting for them to open up the window at this point?
Yes, sir. Here we go.
All right, here we go. When's their opening? Just want to let the listening audience know we're in the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts right now over on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Good morning.
Yes.
Oh, are you sure? Here. When is your grand opening? 8 a.m. Okay. Tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Tomorrow at 8 a.m. they will be doing their grand opening. And
yes,
did they just give you a coffee there for free?
Two of them.
Oh, my goodness. You know, people listening right now are going to be running over there.
They're going to get tons of business.
They're going to get tons of business. And will they thank me? Who knows?
Hopefully.
Well, I hope they would thank me. Wouldn't that be nice?
They could drop you one off.
They could drop me. Oh, here's what I'm saying. I've never had the Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and I keep hearing such good things about it. And I just want a Dunkin' Donuts coffee and to see what it's like. But I do want some glazed donuts and some lemon-filled.
Oh, yes, lemon-filled. If you want lemon-filled donuts, go to Andrew's Pastries.
Oh, and we can't forget Andrew's. Andrew's is certainly a Marion tradition. And do they still call them munchkins, the donut holes?
Yes. You guys are awesome. I hope you guys have a good first day.
Awesome. Thank you.
Does it smell like coffee in there? Because I remember Dunkin' Donuts used to smell like coffee.
Yes, it smells like amazing coffee.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, this is great. Now, are you a regular listener?
No, this is actually the first time I've listened.
First time you've ever listened?
Yeah, I was just driving, scanning through the radio, looking for music, and I heard you talking about Dunkin', and I was like, oh, is it open?
Now listen, what was your, I don't think I caught your name. What was your name?
Jessica.
Here's what you got to do, Jessica. Now get down on your radio right there and hit the number one save button and
okay.
Save this station. Number one on the dial.
There you go. 107.1 is number one now.
You don't want to miss this because this is the station where it all happens.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? How old are you, Jessica?
Oh, how old am I? I think I'm 34.
34? Hey, that's pretty good. That'll help the demographic. We always like a younger demographic around here.
Oh, okay.
No, but you got to listen. We're a talk station. We're based here in Marion. We have all
mm-hmm.
kinds of information and guests and all kinds of things. And we do stuff like this. We go right through the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru with you.
Oh, awesome. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Well, I tell you, thank you so much. And I think this morning we have caused a panic at Dunkin' Donuts that's about to happen momentarily because people know they can get the free stuff today.
Yeah, that's true. Now, no wonder it's Friends and Family Day.
Now, by the way, everybody listening on the radio who's about to head over to Duncan for this, you tell them WWGH sent you, and they're going to wonder who that is. You know, it's Scott over at WWGH sent you, and eventually maybe they'll send me a thank you note.
That'd be awesome.
Or a thank you donut.
Or a gift card.
Or a gift card. I'll take it all. I'll take
there
it all.
You go.
Well, Jessica, you've been a great. How's the, did you try the coffee yet?
No, not yet. I know it's going to be amazing. It looks amazing.
It looks...
I was on my way to Starbucks, and I was like, oh, let's just see if they're open. And then I heard your radio station. I was like, well, we're definitely going to see if it's open now.
Jessica, it was Kismet this morning that we met.
Exactly.
It was serendipity. It was serendipitous. Well, Jessica, thank you for being such a good sport this morning and getting us all the information. We couldn't appreciate it more here.
Oh, of course. No problem.
Hey, thank you. You have a great day, and don't change that dial.
All right. I won't. You
okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jessica, our friend this morning, takes us through the line at Dunkin' Donuts. Now, this is an all-purpose station. You have to say that. We're all-purpose. Now, in the meantime, you know, sometimes in life, a lot of things are happening at once. Now, I don't know if many of you have heard me talk about this in the past, but years ago, I believe I went up to the Popcorn Festival. This is probably 10 years ago now. Went up to the Popcorn Festival, and they have the art show in City Hall every year. And there was a painting hanging in City Hall. It was the greatest painting ever. It's a bridge and cars and very colorful. And just the greatest painting ever. It's a big painting. And I had no idea who did this. And I saw that it was done by a lady named Brenda Brewer. And I thought, this is the best painting ever. And I forget how we made the connection back then. There might have been a card there or something. But I called up Brenda, told her how great I thought the painting was. And she let me use it in some of our videos and television sets that we were doing at the time. And I had possession of this painting for probably 6 months, 8 months, maybe a year. It was just the greatest painting. And if you see a lot of my videos, you will see this painting in the background. And then at one point, I believe it was her daughter, wanted the painting for her room, because it really is the greatest painting, and I understand that, and I gave the painting back to Brenda, and Brenda gave it to her daughter. And I always told Brenda, Brenda's called in here, she listens to the station, I've always said, Brenda, if that painting ever is no longer wanted or needed, because it's a big painting, I will be glad to take that painting off your hands for you, because I love that painting. There has been no artwork that has jumped out at me as much as this painting. To this day, all these years later. Well, during our little Dunkin' Donuts trip there, Brenda walked in with this painting, which I have probably not seen in 8 or 9 years at this point, only through pictures or videos that I've had on YouTube. And here the painting is sitting in the studio all these many years later, this great, great, great painting, which I love. And I don't know even, I'm so excited right now, I'm not even sure what I'm going to do with this thing. But I know it will be hanging up before the day's over today. Because this painting just makes me happy. I don't know why. It's a happy, happy painting, and I've never seen anything like it. So I will tell you, I'll get a picture of this, because I want people to see this. It's just the greatest painting in the world, in my opinion, done by Brenda Brewer. So I will say this, Brenda, for the rest of my life, I'll just be in your debt for doing this, because I know this is not a cheap painting. And also, anytime anybody ever asks me about this painting, and I'm sure they will, because it's the greatest painting ever, I will tell them about the lady who painted this thing and how fantastic it is. And Brenda, you got to call in, if you're listening, and tell us how this painting came about. I don't know if we've ever went through that or not. If we have, my brain has went to mush, and I've forgotten. But it's, the colors in this, they're orange and yellow and green, and it's just the greatest painting. You'll have to see this thing. It's the best. Now, people say they need to see the painting. Well, stop on by and see it. It's here in the studio now, thanks to Brenda. Brenda dropped it off during the break. What a great painting. It's just the best. Absolutely the best. Now where do we go? Oh, now we know Dunkin' Donuts is open. We just went through the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. Now see, there's one of those moments that only radio can do. Only radio can do that moment. That's why this is my all-time favorite medium. No other medium on the face of God's green earth can do what we just do. Hey, I turned you on. I've never listened to that station before. And all of a sudden, we're in the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts. It's Friends and Family Day. They aren't technically open. It's just Friends and Family Day. But Dunkin' Donuts will open at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And if you have any questions about that, their telephone number is 740-914-5144. And just so you know, they've given us no money. They've given us no donuts. We're not endorsing them. We're just telling you information. We're an information station. Dunkin' Donuts is open at this particular point. Tomorrow, but it's Friends and Family Day today, which I really don't understand what that means. I guess you don't have to be a friend or a family member, but good for them. So, now tomorrow, that means we may have the Dunkin' Donuts party. Boy, and you know what's so sad about this? When we first heard Dunkin' Donuts was going to come here in town, I was on the air with Charlie Evers. This was probably September, October, something like that. I was on the air with Charlie, and we were talking about how when Dunkin' Donuts opens, that was going to be such a big deal, and we would take Charlie over there and see how many donuts he could eat and do that sort of thing, and, you know, life does what it does, and Charlie unfortunately left us back Memorial Day weekend, but, you know, Charlie, I know you're with us today, and I know you're smiling wherever you are. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Wendy's done the same thing.
Oh, did they? They had a Friends and Family Day before the opening?
Yeah, I have a manager that's across from me, and she gave us the paperwork, and you got to go out and sample all the bacon, egger, and all in their sandwiches and everything they had. You got to sample everything from I think it was like 6 to 10. And so we went out, and you got everything for free, and you got to try all of it.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but like I say, she's just a neighbor, but she come brought us a pamphlet over, and they had all the sandwiches and everything on it, and you go out and you got it all free. So,
now, are you excited about this opening of Dunkin' Donuts?
Nope.
No, not a Dunkin' Donuts type of person.
Nope. But I went when he was here before, but I just didn't care for him that much.
Well, I'll tell you, the place just has a good smell. That's for sure.
Yeah, but I thought I'd call and let you know on that because, like I said, we got invited to that one, so we was really surprised when she brought the stuff over, and that's what it consists of. It's family and friends, so I guess they consider it as a friend.
Hey, there you go. That certainly is not a bad way to go.
All right, Scott.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open. Now, I just got a message from Brenda here online. In the painting, there is one bright orange dot. And that dot is her. See if I can find the dot. Now, I'm going to have to do this because this is quite amazing, to be honest with you. Let's see here. The orange dot. I'm not sure where the orange dot is. You know, I got so much going on here this morning. This is a busy morning. Now, who tomorrow wants to be a part of the donut thing? Go ahead, caller.
My son's first job was Dunkin' Donuts.
Is that right?
It was on the corner of Merchant and Mount Vernon. And you said the place smells so good, I could not wash his clothes with our clothes.
Oh, it's a coffee smell. Ooh.
No, grease.
Oh,
the grease?
Really?
Donut, and I mean, I couldn't even put them in the same laundry basket.
So the donut grease.
So
now, are you going to head over to Dunkin' today?
Not today, no.
But when you go, you're going to tell them you heard about this on.
Well, absolutely, from you.
Yeah, from me, and let them know. It'd be nice if they would send over like a dozen donuts and a coffee.
Oh, well, that would be nice.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice of them?
That
was. You know what? This is why we are the news station. We're like the CNN of Marion.
Of Marion. That's correct.
Because we go right through. You know, you wouldn't have heard this anywhere else going through the drive-thru like that. Our good friend Jessica this morning.
I'm glad that she called, though.
Oh, God bless Jessica. Yeah, I you know, she's never listened before, but I like the girl. I think she's right on the money.
Yep.
You
I
know,
agree.
We need more people like that.
Yes, we do.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, there's so... I just got an email, something kind of big. You know what? I am bombarded this morning. I don't know what I did good on this Monday. See, maybe it was all this karma I created this morning talking about good and, you know, be nice and send things and be positive. I think that's what is happening here this morning. I think I created some good karma. We ended up having a good show here this morning. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp this morning, 10:10 a.m., Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10, and the Mike Wilson Show at 5:10. Brenda Brewer, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for this picture. And I'm going to take a picture and put this up on Facebook because I want people to see this. And you know what? Putting it on Facebook would not even do it justice, to be honest, because it is so great. Just so great. You really got to see it in person. We might have to display it here in the studio somewhere. That way people can come see it and take a look. Because it's the greatest, greatest picture as far as I'm concerned. All right. I think we're coming to the end of our rope here this morning. What a great morning we've had here. Now, tomorrow morning, Dunkin' Donuts opens at 8 a.m. It's going to be a big day here in Marion. Now, don't forget, we are going to cover this in some way tomorrow morning. You know what? They open as we go on the air tomorrow. We go on the air at 8 o'clock in the morning just as they open. So Tuesday, the big grand open. And don't forget, we've got no money for this. We get no endorsements. I'm not endorsing anything. We've got no money from Dunkin' Donuts. We haven't even got a gift card, nothing. So all I'm saying is tomorrow is the morning, and maybe we'll get a little group here, and we'll have a whole thing. It's going to be big. Well, I'm done for today. What a day. Thank you, Brenda Brewer. Thank you, Jessica, if you're still listening out there, who went to Dunkin' Donuts for us and took us through the drive-thru. And thank you to all the people who participated this morning. We can't thank you enough. You are the best listeners on the face of the earth. I'm done for the day. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Is that
called
sangria?
Huh?
Not sangria.
Oh, no. Sangria is in Italy. This is guava berry juice.
Guava berry.
Guava berry.
I